The underground trade of illegal ivory harvested from threatened and endangered elephants has increased sharply, and markets for those goods are right here in Manhattan. WBAI's Linda Perry has more on this story.
Standing in front of a table of ivory, jewels, trinkets, and statues is quite shocking, especially once you know the objects are made from tusks of 25 dead elephants. The objects were confiscated by the Manhattan District Attorney and state and federal wildlife officials. Despite international efforts to halt elephant poaching and stem the illegal ivory trade, despite a 30-year ban on harvesting ivory from Asian and African elephants, the black market for ivory is thriving. And Manhattan District Attorney Vance says this is a New York problem.
New York City has an underground economy. And in that underground economy, criminals are selling eagerly illegal goods. In New York, it is a fact that nearly anything and everything is for sale in a black market. There's a market for stolen electronics, stolen art, stolen identities, even a market for ivory that has been harvested from endangered and threatened elephants, a product of wildlife crime fueled by an illegal ivory trade.
Vance holds up a piece of ivory sold in the black market for $100. Speaking to reporters, he says, "You and I might agree that the object I'm holding is not worth the extinction of a species."
But in fact, there are consumers who put their desires above animals' lives and above the law, and who fail to appreciate their role in what is really a species-wide crisis.
Despite many international efforts to stop poaching, the black market for ivory is booming.
It is, in fact, New York is a center of commerce. It's booming here and pushing both species of elephants to the brink of extinction.
The Manhattan DA, along with state and federal wildlife officials, say poachers of endangered species who profit from wildlife crime should not have a marketplace in Manhattan. The investigation confiscated 1 ton of ivory, $2 million worth. This led to the arrest of two importers with jewelry stores in Manhattan's Diamond District, Mukesh Gupta of Raja Jewels and Johnson Jung Chan Liu of New York Jewelry Mart. The two pleaded guilty to one count of illegal commercialization of wildlife. Vance says the global demand for elephant jewelry, carvings, bracelets, and other products has resulted in a significant reduction in African elephants, which have been classified as threatened since 1978, and Asian elephants, classified endangered since 1976. Peter Finelli is the director of law enforcement at the Department of Environmental Conservation.
But we also now know, through undercover work we have done right here at home in recent years, that the illegal trade in animal products, especially here in New York, is a two-way street, with attempts to smuggle species of New York's fish, reptiles, and amphibians out of our state, rivaling the attempts to illegally import non-native species into the state.
Finelli gives examples of wildlife leaving New York State.
We found whole populations of spotted turtles completely wiped out. We found large sections of populations of copperhead snakes, Massasauga snakes, eastern timber rattlers, all the way down to thousands and thousands of eggs of snapping turtles being taken off Long Island, farmed in the southern part of the country, raised up to a certain level, and then shipped to Asia. New York State recently changed our laws on possession of black bear gallbladders for similar reasons, because our state and other states have been experiencing taking of bears illegally just for that small part. So there's a lot going on, more than people know.
John Robinson is the chief conservation officer with the Wildlife Conservation Society. That's an organization that's familiar to New Yorkers because the Conservation Society runs the Bronx Zoo, the New York Aquarium, and three other city zoos, as well as conservation programs in 64 countries.
Today, 8 of 10 elephants, rather than dying naturally, are killed for their ivory. What drives this illegal hunting is an insatiable appetite for ivory. A WCS study showed that much of this trade is driven by organized crime that uses increasingly sophisticated methods to traffic ivory into international black markets.
Robinson says the key to stopping the illegal trade is strong law enforcement. D.A. Vance told WBAI News that investigations into links between dealers and importers and exporters of illegal wildlife are ongoing. He said prosecutions don't occur unless you devote investigational efforts. And, he says, we are devoting investigational efforts. We mean business. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.